非常感谢神啊，叶牧师贵教会的邀请，让我今天再次在你们当中一同敬拜，一同来服侍神。
Really praise the Lord, and also thank Pastor and your church to invite me to be your speaker today, so we can worship and serve God together.
啊，谢谢师母的帮我翻译。
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, 我们没有见面都有一段时间哈，但是呢，我还是代表北美正道浸信会神学院来向各位问安问好。
I still like to, on behalf of our theological seminary, to say peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
同时在那个庆祝那个父亲节的时候，也恭祝各位父亲节蒙福快乐。
Also, when we celebrate our Father's Day, I also would like every one of you here to be blessed by our God and be happy.
全世界里面呢有50多个国家，同时都庆祝那个父亲节的。
There are 50 countries in this world who are actually celebrating a Father's Day together.
我们知道在五月份我们庆祝母亲节。
We know in May we celebrated Mother's Day.
六月份第三个礼拜我们就庆祝父亲节。
On the 3rd of June we celebrate Father's Day.
我们非常感谢神。
We really thank God for that.
因为神透过地上的父母来代表他来养育我们，来教导我们。
Because God used our earthly parents to raise us up.
我知道我们当中有一些的弟兄姐妹，你们的父亲可能不在了。
I know some of your there are some brothers and sisters here whose father have already passed away.
可能有一些我们当中也有父亲还在的。
And who and maybe some of you your parents are still alive.
最近呢，我呢就接到从 Canada 有一位好同学email 给我一个非常感人的一首的诗歌。
One of my best classmates recently emailed me a very touching hymn.
好，还没有开始之前呢，我就想跟你们分享这首诗歌。
Before I begin, I want to share this hymn with you.
但是很可惜，只是用英文啊，不能够用中文来
唱的。Unfortunately, I can only use English. I cannot use Chinese.
不过呢，没关系啊，它有字幕打出来的。
But we have subtitles, Chinese subtitles over
here. 我们可以从字幕里面，我们可以默想一下。
So from the subtitles, maybe you can meditate on God's love on us.
我们就可以看到做父亲的那种的伟大。
We can see how great our fathers are.
好，请。我们非常谢谢弟兄啊，我临时交给他的，他马上就帮我可以弄好啊。
I just give his brother Buma the song, so
谢谢你啊,
he just
set
it up. So it's really not an easy job. We really thank him for that.
upstairs, but she wasn't there. Then one day my papa said, son, I'm proud of how you've grown. He said, go make it on your own, and don't worry, I'm okay alone. He said,
Let's pray together.
慈爱的天父, 我们恭恭敬敬来到你面前, 我们来敬拜你。
Dear our loving Heavenly Father, we respectfully come to you and to worship you.
我们谢谢你对我们的爱。
We thank you for your love.
我们谢谢你爱我们爱到一个程度, 把你独生儿子赏赐给我们。
We thank you so much for loving you to such an extent that you sent your only begotten Son to us.
让我们可以得着救恩,
so that we can have this salvation.
谢谢你,
thank you so much.
今天你也透过你的爱带领我们在这里来敬拜你。
Today you're guiding us to worship you with your love.
今天是庆祝父亲节。
Today we're celebrating Father's Day.
首先我们为已经离开我们的, 回到你天家的父亲, 我们纪念他们。
First of all, we would like to pray for those fathers who have already gone to you and who have went to your home.
我们知道我们当中有一些的弟兄姐妹，他们的父亲不在我们了。
I know some of our brothers and sisters' fathers have already passed away.
但是我们为做父亲的，我们感谢你。
But we're really thankful for them.
谢谢你透过他来养育我们。
Thank you through them were raised up.
来教导我们。
Teach us,
让我们能够长大成人,
so that we can become adults.
我们感谢你,
we thank you so much for giving us as fathers.
我们还在的, 做父亲的,
for the brothers and sisters whose fathers are still alive,
主啊, 我们求你, 就透过你自己的话语来教导我们。
Lord, we just pray that you, through your words, please teach us.
教导我们如何做一个好的父亲。
Teach us how to be a good father.
做一个合乎你心意的父亲,
how to be a father after your heart,
来教导养育我们的下一代,
so we can raise up our children.
我们求圣灵在我们当中指教我们。
May your Holy Spirit encourage us within us.
让我们从你的话语里面进入真理。
May we enter into your truth through your words.
也让我们有聪明智慧, 知道怎么样把学到的真理应用在
so that we can always have this wisdom to use the words and truth to use the words in our lives. May you be glorified. We pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我跟各位分享的经文呢, 谢谢, 刚才牧师已经带领我们念过了，在箴言23章22到26节。
Today the messages I'd like to share with you is from Proverbs 23:22-26. We had just read.
从这几节的经文里面，我重点只有两个。
All these verses I want to emphasize to two.
一个是传，一个是承。
One is to teach, one is to pass on.
承什么呢？
What to pass on?
因为在这段的经文里面就教导我们做一个智慧之子。
These verses tell us to be a son of wisdom.
我们怎么样来成呢？
How can we hold fast this?
在这段的经文里面也告诉我们要 使父亲来欢喜。
This verse tells us we need to please our fathers.
在第一个传的里面做一个智慧之子，圣经教导我们有三个很重要的。
In the Bible, the verse tells us is to be a wise, being a wise son is very important.
我们就从不同的圣经里面，我们学习如何做一个智慧之子。
From different verses, we can learn how to be a children of wisdom.
有三方面。
We have three aspects.
第一个
one,
就是启发儿女对神的信心。
First, you need to teach your children to have faith.
第二个呢，就是认识儿女内心的世界。
Second, fathers need to understand your children's thoughts.
第三个就是引导儿女走正路。
Third, you need to guide your children into the right path.
那我们就从第一个，我们开始来思想神的话语。
Let's start the first one.
在旧约里面。
In Old Testament,
生命记第六章第四到第九节
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to 9
很清楚大家都很熟的一段的经文
These are the verses that all of us are very familiar with
这段的经文呢是犹太人每一天都祷告用这段的经文的
Actually, Israelites use this verse almost every day in their prayers
也就是犹太人他们在家庭里面怎么样来教导他们的下一代
These verses are actually what Israelites use to teach their children, their next generation, in their prayers daily.
很重要的什么就是希伯来文啊什么你们要听那个听
In Hebrews, 什么 means you have to listen.
那在这里呢告诉我们在很多方面都需要学习
Here the Bible verses tell us there are a lot of ways we need to learn.
要听什么呢
What should we listen to?
他说你们要听耶和华我们的神是独一的神。
It says here, you need to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
神是值得我们去敬拜、去敬畏的。
God is worth of our worship and respect.
值得我们去尽心、尽心、尽力去服侍他的。
He's worthy of our service.
所以呢
with all our hearts and with our souls.
所以呢，他继续下去。我今日所吩咐你们的话，你们都要记在心上。
So in verse 6 it says, "These commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts."
就是我们的内心里面的，哈。
That means impress them on our hearts.
哈，也要殷勤的教训你的儿女。
Also, you have to teach your children to know this.
无论你坐在家里。
Whether you sit at home.
那这个呢，就是在家里面的，啊，在里边，在外面怎么样呢？在路上躺下来，
or you walk along the road, or you lie down, or you get up.
啊，然后呢，第八节怎么说呢？也要系在手上为记号。
Verse 8 says, "Tie them as symbols on your hands, or bind them on your foreheads."
一个意思就是在指工作方面。
That means when you work, you have to also remember God's words.
然后在思想方面呢，怎么样说呢
？So when you think,
接下来他就说也为记号哈，然后戴在额上为经文。
So in your mind, you have to write them on the like tie them on the symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads.
意思就是说，无论你去工作也好，你思想也好，你都要记住，神是独一的神。
That means whenever you're at home or at work, you always have to remember God is your God.
然后在下面继续下去，又要写在你的房屋的门框上。
It continued to verse 9, it says, "You write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates."
你的房屋就是指你的家庭。
Your houses means your family.
并你的城门上。
And your gates.
就是指什么呢？社会的，指那个手上。Society 的
okay, the
community 的
the community,、okay.
所以呢，意思整段的经文里面告诉我们，无论你们在个人也好
，So all of these verses just tell us whether we're alone，
家庭也好
，or in our family，
在你家里面的生活也好
，in the lives of your family，
在你外面接触
，when you go out，
在你工作上也好
，when you're at work，
在你。在社会里面也好
When you're in a society or a community
都要记住
You have to remember
神是独一的神
God is the only one God
我们做父亲的应该把这些的 真理告诉我们的下一代。
We as fathers need to tell this truth to our children.
这个是很重要的。
These are very, very important.
我相信我们当中也有很多的做父亲已经这样做，做母亲也这样做。
I believe a lot of fathers in us have already been doing this.
啊，这个是非常好，只要你有这样做。
This is very good.
啊，我记得呢，啊，最近有两个家庭，他都有不同的把那个存来传出去。我们，对不起，可能我的普通话有一点难哈，可能快。我认识两个家庭。
I know two families.
啊，有一个家庭呢，他每一个礼拜一 ，every Monday.
Every Monday, one of the families.
所有的家人都聚在一起。
All of the family members will gather together.
然后吃晚餐。
And eat dinner together.
一起来敬拜。
And worship God together.
这个是很好。
That is great.
另外一个家庭
the other family
我去教书的时候
when I was teaching
我住在一个家庭
I was living with that family
那个 family 一早吃早餐的时候
so when they were eating breakfast
他们手牵手
they were holding hands together
然后那个做父亲的
so the father
然后就念一段的经文
would actually read a Bible verse
然后就祷告
and then pray
然后就吃早餐
and then they're eating breakfast together.
我觉得这蛮好哦。
I thought that was great.
这样来做的影响下一代的。
These families, this actually would actually affect our next generation.
这个也是无形的把神放在首位。
This actually put God in the first place in the family.
传给下一代。
And then also we pass this kind of truth to the next generation.
让下一代做一个智慧之子。
So that our next generation would be the sons of wisdom.
第二方面。
So next one.
我们知道我们要认识儿女的内心的世界。
We know that we need to understand the inner worlds of our children.
根据一般的心理学家。
According to psychologists.
他们零到六岁。
When the kids grew up to 6 years old,
他们都听父母的话的。
They will actually they would be listening to their parents.
六到十二岁。
From 6 to 12,
他们很听老师怎么说，他就听老师说的。
They will listen to teachers.
然后十二岁到十八岁。
Then from 12 to 18,
同学怎么说的，他就跟着同学怎么去做。
They would actually follow their peers.
18岁以后
After 18 years old,
朋友影响他们最大的。
They listen to their friends.
啊，这个是
心理。Their friends affect them a lot.
心理学家一般的研究。
This is like a common research results from psychologists.
最近我认识有一个很爱主的一个家庭。
Recently, I've met like a family that loves the Lord a lot.
那个做父亲的呢，他是教会里面。就可以说是一个 leader.
The father was supposed to be is considered as a leader in the church.
他就送他的儿子来到美国念书。
He sent his son to America to study.
念到研究院。
Until he went to graduate school.
最后的一个月。
At last, in the last month.
快要毕业了。
Before he was graduating.
他突然之间整个人的心态改变。
All of a sudden, he was changed.
他没有用功在没有这个意愿再念下去。
He did not have any intention to study anymore.
为什么呢
？Why？
原来他最近他考那个driving license.
Because he was actually taking a test for driver's license.
Fail.
And he failed.
他结交朋友也失去了。
He was trying to make some friends, but he also lost his friends.
所以呢，他没有。用心来念书
so he lost all of his intention to study anymore.
他就有一个问题出来
he had a question.
甚至怀疑神是不是爱我
he was even doubting if God was even loving him.
所以我马上写一封信给这位的 leader.
So he wrote a letter to this leader, to his father.
我说请你快快来
Oh, I wrote a letter to this leader, to the father, and I asked the father to come over to church right away.
那个 father 从远方就来到美国
So the father came to the United States.
然后后来长话短说了。
So to sum up,
原来这个孩子，这个年轻人，在童年的时候，因为他父亲是一个 leader。
So long story short, when this kid was very young, his father was a leader also.
所以呢，教会很多的弟兄姐妹呢，对他呢 很大的期望。
So a lot of brothers and sisters in the church hold very high expectations toward him.
无形当中他受很大的压力。
So unconsciously he was constantly under pressure from church.
父亲都不知道。
But the father did not know that.
父亲一直在忙。
The father was very busy.
他不知道儿子的内心的世界。
He did not know the inner worlds of his son.
在童年的时候。
So when he was a child.
原来他的儿子受一他们的朋友啊啊的无形的压力给他。
So actually his son was under pressure most of the time when he was at church when he was really young through his friends.
到最后现在就发出来了。
So through, at last the whole thing exploded.
啊，所以我们做父亲的越早越好来认识我们的子女的内心世界。
So we as fathers should understand the thoughts of our children as early as possible.
因为我们认识他，我们多跟他沟通的时候，
because when we communicate with our children more,
可以帮他来成长的。
We can help them grow in faith.
所以呢，这个呢也是圣经里面教导我们。
That's what the Bible also tells us.
很多时候他们有什么的受到一些的 hurt， 受到一个伤害，他放在里面。
A lot of times when our children were hurt, they just put them in their hearts. They did not want to tell anybody.
他不想告诉别人的。
They did not want to tell anybody.
但是我们做父亲应该多跟他沟通来帮助他。
We as fathers should actually help them.
用我们的属灵的经验来帮助他。
Use our spiritual experiences to help them.
这个是第二个方面。
That's the second aspect.
这样我们就可以传。
So that we can pass it on to our children.
智慧之子。
To be sons of wisdom.
第三个。
Now the third.
我们需要怎么样呢？
What do we need to do?
就是圣经里面告诉我们的。
The Bible tells us.
我们引导儿女行走正路。
We need to get our children into the right path.
在圣经里面告诉我们。
In the Bible tells us.
你要买真理，不可出卖。
You have to buy the truth and not sell it.
要的智慧、教训还有哲理。
Wisdom, instruction, insight as well.
因为真理呢是很宝贵的。
Because wisdom is very, very precious.
因为真理这样的宝贵呢，我们需要努力去争取的。
Because truth and wisdom are so precious, we need to we go all our ways to try to get it.
所以那个买就是这个意思。
We cannot buy them.
当我们得到这个智慧了，
we get the wisdom.
我们得到教训呢，还有哲理了。
And we have these instructions and insights.
我们不要失去啊。
We don't want to lose them.
这个卖出去意思就是失去这个意思。
In the Bible says, "Do not sell" means you lost, you lose it.
我们怎么样来引导儿女走正路呢
？How could we get our children into the right path?
我们知道他的需要。
We know their needs.
我们呢，要供应他神的话语。
We need to supply them with God's
words. 最近我跟有我们神学院一位的毕业的毕业生。
I've recently talked with one of our graduates.
他现在在一个职堂里面来做牧师。
He's actually in a church which was just planted.
我就打电话跟他问好的时候。
So I phoned them and I was saying hello.
他就跟我分享最近。
And he started sharing with me about.
在教会里面他非常高兴。
What has been happening in the church and actually he feels really happy.
他说 我在这里了牧会了只有23个人到30个人不等。
He said there are only like 23 to 30 people in this church.
大部分都是初信的。
Most of them are new believers.
大多数都是从中国来的。
Most of them came from mainland China.
但是我非常感谢神啊。
I really thank God a lot.
每一个月我们的奉献有6000块钱。
Every month, our offering is more than $6,000.
现在我们租用这个教会，他租用那个教会来聚会的。
Now they're renting a church to actually worship God. Always full.
但是呢，他们同心的一起来。
But they actually serve God together with one heart.
师母最近，他的师母最近有手术。
And his wife recently will have a surgery.
这位毕业生最近也有手术。
So this graduate also will have a surgery.
我就问他呢，教会的工作谁来帮你啊？
So I asked them, who's going to help you when you both have surgeries?
都是这一群的 初信的弟兄姐妹。
They said all these new believers.
他们同心的一起来。
They worked together with one heart.
我说感谢主。
I said thank God, praise the Lord.
平常你很用功在家庭里面来教导他们。
Because you have spent time to teach them in your family.
他们有家庭的查经班。
So they have family Bible study.
他们在教会也有查经班。
They also have Bible studies at church.
来喂养他们。
So they use this Bible study could actually be used to supply these new believers.
教导他们。
To teach them.
如何做神的儿女。
How to be God's children.
如何走在正路上。
How to walk in the right path.
所以当我听到的时候，哇，我非常感谢主。
So when I hear this, I really thank God for them.
我们做父亲的真的需要来。求神给我们有智慧，怎么样来教导我们下一代
？We as fathers really need this wisdom God, you know, give us to teach our next generation.
有一个很有名的将军。
There is a very famous general.
啊，那个将军呢是谁呢
？Who is he？
啊，就是Douglas MacArthur.
His name is Douglas Arthur.
那他为儿子来祷告。
He was praying for his son.
来提醒我们做父亲的。
Reminding the fathers,
我们都是要为我们的下一代来祷告。
The fathers should also pray for their next generations.
那好不好？我们就用自己方便的言语，我们就来读出来。
How about let's read this together with the language that we feel comfortable with?
你用英语的就英语普通话你就用普通话。
You can use either English or Mandarin.
广东话你就用广东话。
Cantonese or?
No problem. 好，上主啊。建立我的儿子
son, oh Lord, who will be strong enough to know when he's weak, brave enough to face himself when he is afraid, one who will be proud, unbounded in honest defeat, and humble and gentle in victory.
不折不挠，不要讲，保持谦。好，第二个，建立我的儿子
，Build me my son, whose wishbone will not be where his backbone should be, a son who will know thee.Lead him, I pray, not in the path of ease and comfort, but understand the stress and the spur of difficulties and challenge. Here, let him learn to stand up in the storm. Here, let him learn compassion for those who fail.
好，建立我的儿子。
Build me my son, whose heart will be clean, whose goal will be high, a son who will master himself before he seeks to master other men.One who will learn to laugh, yet never forget how to weep. One who will reach into the future, yet never forget the past.
我祈求上主，继续哈。
Add, I pray, enough of the sense of humor, so he may always be serious, yet never take himself too seriously. Give him humility, so that he may always remember the simplicity of greatness, the open mind of true wisdom, the meekness of true strength.
好，这个呢就是他的祷告。
These are his prayers.
他为儿子来祷告。
He was praying for his son.
也让我学到一个功课。
Also, I have learned from this.
我们每一天，我们都为我们下一代来祷告。
Every day, we need to learn for our next generation.
所以在全方面，我们在三方面，我们从圣经我们可以学习。
So to pass on, there's these three aspects we could learn.
好，我们作为儿女的。
As children,
我们如何让我们的父亲能够快乐呢
？How could we please our fathers？
也有三方面来学习。
There are also three aspects we need to learn。
第一个是什么呢
？First one。
还没有到第二个呢？我帮助大家如何应用上一章那个 application 上一章的 application 我们怎么样来做一个智慧之子
How can we become a son?
刚才我们学到三方面的功课了。
So we have learned lessons from three aspects.
我们怎么样学到了真理，应用在我们的生活当中呢
？How can we use this truth in our lives?
第一个。
First.
原来我们知道 set a good example, 身教比言语的教导更重要。
We know that we need to set good examples to our children. That's even more better than our words.
因为我们的行为。
Because our behaviors,
我们的言语,
our words,
我们的下一代的，好像那个camera 一样，一直来看着我们的。
Our children are actually like cameras. They're actually taking
录影我们的
pictures from us.
所以呢，我们需要 set a good example.
We need to set good examples for them.
第二方面
The second,
我们 假如有那个家庭的敬拜最好。
We need to have a family worship.
哦，我记得我们啊。我的孩子年纪比较小的时候呢
my, kids are young,
我们礼拜六我们都大家有一个家庭的敬拜时间
Every Saturday we have a family worship time.
好我们请每一位、我们、我有一个儿女有一个儿子
I have a son
好然后呢我们就每一个人念一节的经文
I would ask one of,、each of one of my children、to read a verse
我们从哪里念起呢
From where did we start?
我们从箴言开始。
We actually started from Proverbs.
箴言有个好的，就是有三十一章。
The good thing about Proverbs is there are 31 chapters.
那一天是几号，我们就念那一章。
So whatever the date, the number of the date is, then we would actually read the chapter.
念完之后。
And after we finished reading.
我就告诉他们，你们安静一下，看看这一段的经文。
Then I would actually tell them,so be quiet, just meditate on these words.
哪一节你觉得对你最有帮助的
？Which verse do you think is the most helpful to me?
我们大家分享一下。
Then let's just share with each other.
然后大家就安静 一阵子了，我们就大家分享。
So all of our family members would actually share with each other all these verses.
然后我们就唱一些诗歌。
Then we'll sing some hymns.
然后我们就祷告。
And we'll pray.
然后就大家有什么祷告的事项？
Then we would ask for prayer requests.
你今天你希望姐姐为你祷告什么？你希望妈咪、爹地为你祷告什么？
Like、say,
每个人都分享。
What would you like your mother to pray for you? What would you like your sister to pray for you?
彼此代祷。
Then we'll pray for each other.
这个就是家庭的敬拜。
This is called family worship.
这样呢，我们就可以慢慢帮助他们，传给他们，希望他们能够做一个智慧之子。
So that we can pass this truth on to them, and then they will grow in faith and become son of wisdom.
好，第二方面呢。
So the second,
我们怎么样来做儿女的、儿子的？怎么样让我们的父母、父亲来快乐的
？So as children, how can we please our fathers?
好，这里呢，第一个很重要的。
The first important thing
要听从父亲的教导。
You have to listen to your father's instructions.
听很重要。
Listening is very important.
从也是很重要。
And then following is also very important.
不但要听，我们更要行动。
Not only we need to listen, but also we need to act.
所以圣经里面很清楚告诉我们在箴言。
So in the Bible, Proverbs tells us very clearly.
我们要听父亲的教训。
We need to
教导。
Listen to our father's instructions.
然后呢，我们需要去 honor 他们。
We need to honor them.
我们需要。跟着他的教导 去做
We need to follow their instructions to do the right things
因为从来都没有一个父亲叫他们的子女呢做坏的孩子的
None of the fathers would actually expect their children to do the wrong things
这个我不需要详细来解释
So I don't have to give details on this aspect
第二方面
The next one
我们要供养父亲的需要
So we need to actually tend to our father's needs
你知道吗我们做父亲也好母亲也好当我们年长的时候
You know, when fathers grow older,
有的时候呢，我们稍微留意一下呢，他们会感觉到很孤单的。
So you know that they would actually feel lonely if you don't pay attention to them.
有的时候他们没有安全感的。
Sometimes they would feel very insecure.
我们怎么样让他们能够欢喜快乐呢
？So how can we make them happy and please them?
最重要就是陪伴他们。
So the most important thing is to accompany them.
精神的比其他的更重要。
Spiritually, mentally, accompany are more important than other things.
非常好的翻译，我真的好，就是我们身心灵都需要照顾他。
So we need to attend to our father's needs with all our hearts, our souls, and our minds.
这样呢，我们就可以让父亲可以快乐。
So our fathers can be pleased.
第三方面。
The third one.
好，我们需要纪念父亲的爱。
We need to remember our father's love.
那在这里啊，马拉基书里面告诉我们。
In Malachi, it tells us.
第四章，从第四到第六节里面。
From verse 4 to 6.
这里呢，告诉我们什么呢
？What did it tell us?
你们要谨记，你们需要 remember 就是意思，你们要记，这个呢，纪念那个意思呢。是有带有行动的。
This tells us to remember. Remember is actually an action.
不是单单在这里来,
it's not just in your mind.
需要行动的,
it takes an action.
就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
好了，我们一直念下去了，我们就知道父亲的心转向儿女。 但是儿女的心也是需要转向父亲。
We'll read the continuous song we see in verse 6 says, He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and hearts of the children to their parents.
当我们做儿女的心转向父亲的时候,
When as children we turn our hearts to the parents,
父亲会快乐,
the fathers will be happy.
那我们怎么样来应用我们学到的真理呢?
How could we use the truth?
今天是父亲节了。
Today is the Father's Day.
我们怎么样来 honor 他们, 让他们可以有一个快乐的父亲节呢?
How could we honor them and so that they can be pleased and be joyful today?
那我们中国人呢都比较 含蓄一点的,
We Chinese people are very introverted.
但,
conservative.
美国人呢其他的呢都比较很容易一个 big hug,
Westerners might be easier to give a hug.
一个拥抱, 或者是你请父亲吃个餐,
or invite fathers out to have a meal together.
第二方面,
so accompanying like fathers is very important.
你怎么忙都好,
用一点时间帮他, no matter how busy you are, just spend some time with your father.
昨天我参加有一个的, 有一个年长的一个弟兄,
yesterday I was with like elder
brother. 八十几岁了,
he was over 80 years old.
前两个月他中风,
2 months ago, he had a stroke.
在街道摔倒,
oh, he fell.
后来送到医院,
later, he was sent to the hospital.
他的子女们,
his niece, his children,
他们的家人为他祷告,
his family members are all praying for him.
后来神很奇妙地把他医好,
so God made miracles and actually healed him.
但是因为他年长,
but he was too old.
他孤单,
and he was too lonely.
他有6个孩子,
he had 6 children.
每一个孩子, 每一天轮流住在他的家,
so his children took turns to live with him during that time, difficult time.
陪伴他,
accompany him.
这个很好啊,
that was so great.
所以呢, 我们可以让父亲快乐, 就是陪伴。
So to accompany our fathers is very important. To let it's a one way to please our fathers.
精神比那个, 物质更重要。
Actually, more than material things.
怎么样我们第三方面可以应用能够让父亲快乐呢?
How could we make our fathers happy?
我们要建立一个的基督化的家庭。
We need to establish a Christian family.
我相信做父亲很开心的。
We would, I would think that fathers will be really happy we have a children, we have a Christian family.
所以这些都是在圣经里面可以教导我们。
These are all from the instructions in the Bible.
约书亚 Joshua 他曾经说只有我和我的家我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As Joshua has just said in, just like Joshua said in the Bible, as me and my family we would serve the Lord.
所以感谢主给我们有这些的学习。
We thank God that we can learn all these from Bible.
当我们庆祝父亲节的时候,
we're celebrating Father's Day.
当我们庆祝我们在地上的父亲的时候,
we're celebrating our fathers.
我们也应当向
We also need to say thanks to our fathers in heaven, to our father in heaven.
圣经告诉我们,
because the Bible tells us,
最后一节的经文,
the last verse,
怎么样说, 我们一起来念好吗?
We'll read together.
因为蒙神的灵引导的,
these are sons of God, for you have not received the spirit of adoption,
你们接受的,
but which were cried out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testified with your spirit, children of God.
圣灵进入, 所以我们感谢主, 我们有地上的父亲来养育我们。
So we really thank God that we have earthly fathers who actually raised us up.
我们也感谢天父。
We even need more to be thankful for our Heavenly Father.
当我们有需要的时候,
when we have needs,
他常常用他的慈爱来带领我们。
He often uses His gentle love to guide us.
求神帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
在这两个重点里面,
in these two aspects I just shared,
在庆祝父亲节的时候
When we're celebrating Father's Day,
我们作为父亲的
as fathers,
当然我们、母亲也是很重要了哈
Mothers are also very important,
我们一同来建立我们的下一代
Like we all together to、build up our next generation
让他们成为一个智慧之子
So they can become a son of wisdom
什么让他们知道
So that they know
然后他们听
Let them listen
耶和华是独一的神
Jehovah is the only God
耶稣基督是我们的救主
Jesus Christ is our Savior
在另外一方面
On the other hand
我们作为儿子的
We as sons and children
我们要孝敬我们的地上的父母
We need to pious to our earthly parents
但是我们也不要忘记我们在天上的父亲
We also need to remember our Heavenly Father
我们需要敬畏他
We need to stand in awe of Him
我们需要听从他的教导
We need to listen to Him, His instructions
求神帮助我们
May the Lord help all of us
我们一起祷告
Let's pray together
天父我们感谢你的话语
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words
因为你的话语就是真理
Because your words are truth
是我们脚前的灯
It's the lamp unto our feet
是我们路上的光
It's light unto our path
谢谢你给我们的话语我们求你帮助我们
We pray that you help us
帮助我们弟兄姐妹们
Help our brothers and sisters here
特别做父亲的
As especially fathers
让我们做一个合乎你心意的父亲
Let us be a father after your heart
来养育教导我们下一代
And then to raise our children our next generation
谢谢主
Thank you Lord
求你继续赐福这个教会
May you bless this church
让这个教会能够继续的能够可以在这里能够、成为光成为盐
May this church be the salt and light in this community
透过弟兄姊妹同心合意的传扬福音
Through the service of brothers and sisters with one heart our gospel can be spread
让更多的人可以得到福音的好处
So that more people can hear your gospel
你的国度更大更远的延伸
So your kingdom will be expanded
你的名得到当得的荣耀
Your name can be glorified
谢谢主
We thank you Lord
愿一切的荣耀归给你
May all the glories to you given to you
奉耶稣基督的名求
We pray all this in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen